I told Ross told to get in touch with you so y'all could get together sometime during the day. I'll get with you if you need to. If not, why y'all do it yourself? Who talks to who?
I don't think it's necessary. I was going to call you about 5:15 to give you the latest information
That's
on
good.
The strike and ask you if I would have permission then to tell Walden George Fall and get the people over here about 6:45.
Yeah, that's good. Of course, you want to be sure that you're going when you...
That's right. I wouldn't tell anybody until I first talk to you about 5:15. By that time, we'll know a little bit more about the certainty of going, and I haven't told a soul here other than Cy and Buzz.
You be sure now that I'm in this position, that the Joint Chiefs have recommended to me that in the light of the leak, in the light of their checking carefully from the commanders in the field, in light of the military advice, that they have themselves chosen the time and
right.
the planes and the means and the routes and everything else, that I've left it entirely up to them to pick the time of their choosing. The policy decision was made, but because it got screwed up with people who couldn't trust, then we told them to pick the time of your choosing, and then you inform us. And be sure that I have that kind of a recommendation so that you're clearing the record.
Absolutely. I took Cy Vance with me this morning and went down to talk to Buzz and had Cy present when I did and put the question to him exactly that way. I sent down to him the 8 a.m. CBS broadcast, and I had let him read it for an hour, and then I took Cy down and I said, "Now, Buzz, you've seen that, you've read it. I want your official formal recommendation as chairman. I want you to get in touch with Westy first, and then we'll do what you recommend, or at least I will recommend to the president what you recommend." And he got in touch with Westy, and he recommends we go.
All right, now they know all these other factors, and we'll...
I had him...
Because when they're brought up, you see, we're going to want to have him...
I had him mention those 5 points to Westy, the 5 you gave me, and he did mention them to Westy, and Westy said he didn't think that affected him and his decision in any way. Conceivably, somebody back here might be affected by them, but not him.
You get anything on where it got out there?
By the way, we've got Fricklin turned off for at least a day. No, sir, I don't. I just can't answer the question.
What was Fricklin going to write?
Well, he was going to write that you first decided to do it and then decided not to, and because it had decided not to because it leaked, and you called the FBI in to investigate. Now, he had the story half written when Cy talked to him while I was at lunch. They had discussed it with the editors, Crosby, Noyes, and others at the Star. The Star was divided as to whether they should go ahead. Based on Cy's conversation with Fricklin, they've agreed to at least defer it for a day.
Where is that coming from, Eric?
I think this must have come out of the Air Force. But I'm not sure. You're winning very hard now with Jay Lance and the CBS story and others to begin to put this together. And then to go to somebody you've got as a contact here and say, "Well, now look, isn't this true? It's all over the wires." And then squeeze out a little more.
Okay, much better.
Thank you.
When you think your time's
around 4:45.
All right, okay.